This is Anime Junkies Three Weeps in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's go.
Alright, go, you make some paper, boy.
Welcome back to another episode of Three Weebs in a Podcast. This is your girl, Kay Saki, chilling with my ho-coast.
It's your girl, Chibi.
And?
The Hissu in the building.
Hey. And guys, guess what? We've officially been doing this podcast for 2 whole years. That is insane. It doesn't even feel like 2 years.
Feels like it to me.
Honestly, no. I'm just proud that we stayed consistent for 2 years.
But I'm just like shocked that we're still doing this.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what?
We were able to do something for 2 years? Wow.
We're still friends?
Oh my gosh. You know, at this point we're family. We're not even friends. Because we still like fight, but we don't like fight and then it's the end of everything. We fight kind of like families, like siblings fight.
Yeah. To be fair, though, we were family before we started this.
Very true.
So, I mean, we've been together. I mean, Chibi and I have been together for years. So.
Yeah. And then Hitsu and I were together for at least two and a half years, almost three, when we decided to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're about to hit 5 years in March, so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we were all kind of like family before we even started this anyway. I mean, we would fight, but like we fight with the knowledge that we're still going to see each other at family events.
Yeah, it's like, you still coming to cook out? Yeah, I'm still coming to cook out, you know? No, we just had a whole argument. And on top of that,
you're
like,
still going to my mom's birthday party? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still being your mom's birthday party. Even though we just cut each other out to all ends. But also, I think we also like understand that when it comes to arguing, we understand each other's personality types and stop trying to get your point across. Like, you can literally say it all different types of ways. You can say it in a different language. I don't, like, no one's gonna kind of budge or fold on their opinion ever. So literally, it's just always agree to disagree and keep it pushing. Keep it pushing.
Oh my god, yes, y'all. That's literally what we do.
There is no like, finding any light in the combo.
We'll be like, agree to disagree. We'll pick this up tomorrow.
How about you, Hissy? How you feel about 2 years?
Yeah.
It's been a long 2 years.
I mean, but what does long mean? Like, a like, long you, 2 years?
When you know, think about it, you know, most people be like, damn, that was 2 years ago? Like, I don't feel like that. I feel like, yeah.
Well, was it at least a good 2 years?
I think so. I don't. I'm not gonna complain. I mean, obviously, we had a lot going on throughout, you know, the transition. So, you know, starting the podcast, considering continuing the podcast, actually continuing the podcast, stuff in between, still doing the podcast, like
because like. You know, we all have our outside things going on in life and, you know, we have to pick and choose our priorities sometimes. And, you know, the podcast, we love it. Like, we love doing it. We enjoy talking about anime. We love coming together every single, well, it was every single week, now bi-weekly, but things kind of have to take a back seat because, you know, we got paid bills, we got work long hours, we have family emergencies going on, you know, we got, you know, sneak a little vacation in there, a little, you know, spring a little vacation in there once in a while, you know, sometimes mental health breaks and, you know, it's a lot of mental stuff too that kind of ties into the podcast as well, because work in itself is extremely draining and exhausting, especially if you have a high maintenance job. Like Keisaki, she had a high maintenance job a good majority of this podcast, and then I had a high maintenance job, not as high maintenance, but it still was like fucking with me mentally. Like mentally, I was, it was fucking with me and physically too. So
don't get us wrong. We love the podcast and we love doing every, like record, like the recording of the podcast is the funnest part of the whole thing.
Despite all that, 2 years later, we still here.
We're still here.
Showing up. We still putting out episodes, no matter how draining the editing process is.
However, what have you guys been up to that's been week-related?
Fall, baby! Fall, baby! Last time we recorded and sent out an episode, fall wasn't in, it wasn't in action, it wasn't in motion, but we've been talking about, I didn't feel like we've been talking about fall for like a year straight. Just like talking about our excitement about fall. So now that it's finally fucking here, that has been what my undivided attention has been on, with like a little sprinkle of manga in here and there. I've actually started reading manga again.
Hey.
However, the biggest weeb-related thing that I've been working on, that if you guys notice, the social media has kind of taken a step back a little bit because I had to put super time and energy and focus into my special project, which I mentioned last podcast, but now I can actually share it with y'all. So, yeah, girl wrote a film, a short inspired by one of the greatest anime. Yes, Keisaki, one of the greatest anime, the best of the big three, One Piece. And the crowdfund campaign is finally here. It's launched. So if you guys follow our socials, Threebs and a Podcast on Instagram, go and check out our link in the bio, which will has the crowdfunding campaign link, as well as our Twitter, which is Threebs Pod. Or you can just go ahead and follow the actual film page, which is Word of Oda Film. And I believe that's the same on all platforms. So yes, donate and help make this thing like real. I would love for it to be real.
I think it's going to be cool.
And stay tuned for the teaser.
Despite my hate, just kidding, I don't have hate towards that show.
It feels like it. It feels like hate.
I don't have hate.
The things that you've said in the past 2 years on this podcast regarding the show, it's given hate.
Listen, I have not watched. I have watched. Actually, I'm semi caught up. I was caught up. But
stop it. I will stop it. Miss you get her, please.
I'm not messing with her.
Listen, I don't have hate towards the show. I just don't think that I need to watch like all of those episodes. Like I can spark note it, you know? Isn't there like a spark note? You guys remember spark notes where they like summarize everything in 4 sentences?
It's going to be a like very long spark notes.
No, I need... I'm pretty sure there's one where, like, there's 4 sentences. It's like, Luffy wants to become a pirate.
That's not possible.
He becomes a pirate.
Oh! That's not possible. And that's not even literally a fourth. Like, we already know he's a pirate. Like, episode one, you know he's a pirate because he said it. He said it out his mouth. And... he goes to build his pirate crew. Like, he set sail in a little itty-bitty non-existent boat.
He went to go build his pirate crew, and then he got a pirate crew. Happy ever after.
I just think that One Piece is extremely special, and it's something that you just have to really experience in all of it. Like, the storyline, the plot, the characters, how they develop, how they grow. Like, to see the evolution of One Piece and their characters is probably the best part of the show.
The best part of the show is the world building.
Well, the world building is part of the character development, because every time they hit an island, they tend to fight more, like, it makes them stronger, because they go to an island thinking, oh, we're just about to see this island, and then we find out some real fucked up shit is going on, so we gotta fight. Let's insert our business. That's what they say. They insert in their business, and shit, they ain't got nothing to do with them, but that's just who they are.
What about you, Hihitsu? What weeb-related stuff have you been up to?
I have literally been helping Chibi with this film. So
by force, he has a gun to his head.
I don't have a choice. I am hostage. Please call 911.
You know what? I saw that firsthand when I came over the other day. I saw that firsthand.
What do you mean?
I literally watched it go down, and I was like, oh, thank God I'm right here and you're over there.
Okay. In all defense, it's really tough to be a creative person and none of your inner circle are creative in the same way that you're creative. So it's like, I don't have anyone who I can call up to act for me that I don't have to pay or pay for them to travel. Girl, stop. You know I will never ask you to act in nothing. No shade, no tea. But we did one little read and that was it for me. That was it for me.
She didn't even let me. She didn't even let me have a proper audition, okay? Like, I was going to film something for her with her little script, and I was gonna give it my all.
Stop the cap.
Anyway, yeah, please stop the cap. All I'm saying is that it's lonely sometimes that I don't have people around me that can actually help me do it, and I literally feel all alone. Like, I have support, but they're not around me. They live in different states. They're nowhere in the vicinity. And I broke. So it's not like I can go out and hire people to come and act for me. I have to kind of utilize what's around me. And the only thing around me is Hitsu. So I'm going to utilize that. He's a resource.
Also, I think that's good for people to know in general, just like with the backstory of like making films and even like content for like YouTube, right? Like, it's a lot of work and people don't necessarily get to see the behind the scenes of how that's done and how hard it can be done to get it started.
Yeah, Keisaki witnessed me shifting around my living room, fighting with the damn lights.
She tried to kill my lungs. I was a backup smoker.
I had a smoke scene, or I wanted to like create like a smoky aesthetic background, but I didn't have a fog or smoke machine. So I was like, hey, Saki, here, use your pen and just blow smoke. Blow smoke.
Mind you, this smoke is like the lightest smoke you've ever seen in your life. No density to it.
Not at all. So I just said, keep blowing. So she go, blow.
Oh my God, I'm like, my whole lungs. I was like, oh my God, I'm done. At the end, guys, you know I was high. At the end, I'm done.
But she did what needed to be done. Although it didn't work because we still couldn't see the damn smoke.
But
I saw it with my own eyes, but not through the camera.
Whatever, it looked like a lot of smoke to me.
But all in all, advice for people who, you know, are alone and don't have the group of people around to kind of help bring their vision to life. It's okay to star in it yourself. I can't star in it myself because I'm clearly a female, and you can tell that I'm a female, and none of the characters of the scene that I need to shoot required being a female, so it, you know, couldn't happen. But if I had the room to gender bend, I would probably start it myself. So word of advice, don't wait for others to be around you to make your vision. If you have to act in it yourself, act in it yourself. It's more work to be, you know, the director, the lighter, the person, but it's worth it because you're not halting your dream waiting
for
other people.
And it's fun.
It is fun. It is really, really fun.
Yeah.
Or you can just hold a gun to people's head like I do and force them into it.
You know, it's really fun watching anime.
You were watching anime the entire time. One Piece was playing on the TV.
And I didn't see a damn thing.
Why? What you mean?
Because you told him to... You told him to put his head down.
You don't remember that?
The whole time. He had it on, and then she's like, put your head down. Do this. Turn your head to the side. Turn it all the way to the side, to the back of your head. Like, you...
I call that directing, then.
I call that making me something I'm not. Well, how are you supposed to sit down and turn your head all the way around? What I look like?
It's so easy. You literally just sit. Why do you think we have mobile necks? We can move
mobile
our necks.
Next.
We have mobility in our necks.
Not 360.
He wasn't supposed to do a whole 360. He was just supposed to turn his head like that.
Oh, shit. He tried to have me out here looking like a whole owl.
Anyway, Hitsu, what weed-related stuff did you do since you over here making it seem like I'm making your life so hard?
Okay. So, I'm going to be honest, y'all. can we all agree that Bleach is about to take over the anime community? Like,
I feel like Blue Lock is, but okay.
I'm trying to tell you, Blue Lock is definitely a contender for this season. But when I'm talking anime, I'm talking all of anime.
I wouldn't say that.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm sorry.
No. I'm going to say this. I think that literally My Hero Academia, Chainsaw Man, Blue Lock, and Bleach are all on the same wavelength right now for fall. They're all fire. Like, they're all good. You know what I mean? Like, they're all good. And so, and each day, and they come on different days. And so it's just all good. So I feel like they're all, unless someone fumbles the ball, I think they're all on the same hype level right now. Mm-hmm. You don't think so? Like, I don't know. I feel like every single day I'm hype. My Hero Academia, hype.
Well, I would say hype, but you also have to look at where each show is currently in their storyline.
True. So,
My Hero Academia, we already know what we get. We're getting some fire shit because season 5 was on some mid shit so that it can build to season 6 fire shit. So we know that season 6 is about to pop the fuck off because now we are seeing what we all been waiting for in season 5.
Yeah.
So that's different. However, like Blue Lock episode 1 came out the gate with some heat. And
true.
It's going to continuously come out the gate with heat. However, we're not going to get into the climactic point of the series because it's only season 1. Now, it's all dependent on how they pace it, right? But the manga has quite a few volumes. So I don't think we're going to get all of the juicy shit in this one season. Same thing with Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man also has quite a few volumes. But also, Chainsaw Man is different as every single episode will contain some sort of action, some sort of gore, some sort of violence, because that's just how the manga is going to be. But we're also not going to hit the climactic moments that makes Chainsaw Man super fire. So we're going to get the hype, yes. But if I had to rank the level of like how it's giving, Bleach definitely ain't take. I mean, Bleach might. I don't know.
Well, I feel like.
Well, it's Bleach also the final is, arc. It's the final about, arc for Bleach too, so it is going to be. Because
I was gonna say, if you're talking the climactic. About like, the climactic.
First off,
it is at its height right now.
Have you read any Bleach manga?
Have you?
No, I don't have to know about what this is going to be about.
I think you do, though. Because no, how would you know?
Because I have seen so much information on the internet.
Anyone can see information on the internet and still not get the whole story.
And chats and everything. We all know what this is about. The first episode.
So let the people know. Let the people know. Since you know. Yeah,
before
they might.
Before we start.
Keep in mind, a lot of fans do read manga. And Bleach has been done in the manga for a very long time now.
So then they know.
A lot of people do know, yeah.
All right, so now we all know.
I don't know. So, you don't
so
know
before
either.
We, no, I before know. We deep dive into this, though, let me give the audience a fair warning. We are going to be talking about fall anime. Like, we are going to be talking about it in detail. We're going to give you major spoilers. So if you have not seen episode 1 or 2 of My Hero Academia, Chainsaw Man, Spy Family, all of the sequences of all the fall anime that has literally came out already, please cut this audio now. Go listen to some of like our other episodes or whatever. But we're going to go into detail. So I just wanted to say that before audiences continue to listen and then we spoil things for them. So now continue. What is Bleach about?
Well, give us a little taste of what we're going to be seeing.
All right, so basically in the first episode.
Well, we know what happened in the first episode. What's after that?
What do you mean was after that? No. That's
like, what is it?
Okay, no, what is it about? Okay, but I'm saying, you are saying that you know what we're about to anticipate in this season. So what else are we about to anticipate in this season?
A war.
Well, we know that. It's called the Thousand Year Blood War. We've been knew that.
Against the Quincy.
But yeah, we've been knew that too. What else don't we know? Tell me something.
About Aizen?
Why would I say that? That's a spoiler.
I don't know. We just gave a spoiler on one and two.
We gave a spoiler about what has come out.
No. Nobody cares. It's spoiler. It's spoiler season.
All right, spoil it. You ready?
Yeah, we ready.
All right, cool. I'm not. So.
Because he didn't read the manga.
You can keep that speculation.
It's the realest speculation.
You can keep that speculation. I'll let you have it. But I will let people know that it has everything to do with Bunkai's. So,
well, we know that too. It was not a good episode one.
Oh, so did I not say
that? Okay, no. Okay, let's reverse. Kesagi, can you kind of explain to him what I'm kind of expecting for him to say? Because your statement.
I'm giving general.
But no. No. But I'm going off of your statement. Your statement says that you already know what this season is giving, but you didn't read manga. Because your first statement was, did anyone read the manga? And I said, did you? Because I know you don't read manga. Then you proceeded to say, I don't need to read the manga to know what we're about to get, because you saw stuff on social medias. Because, you know, people do be posting on social medias. They post manga clips. They talk about it. They have group discussions like you stated.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, well, let me get a little glimpse and a little taste other than what I already know about what you have found out through those social media spaces.
What else do you need to know? We're about to see a shit ton of Bunkai's. Bunkai's that we have not seen yet.
Yeah.
And that is literally the essence of what the fuck is so important about this arc. We're getting ready to see some of the people that we thought would never even use a Bunkai. Like,
so that's it?
That's it? See, that's how I know you're not a this is what the fucking problem is. Oh, I have people. When you try to express something to someone when they have no idea what you're saying.
And
what's crazy is that this entire time before fall came, Chibi has been catching up. Because mind you, she did not watch Bleach. She has been catching up on Bleach, watching every single episode until she got to the final 15th season, mm-hmm. which was 10 years ago ending. She just finished it, like, what, a week ago?
I did, yes.
And she already knows there are only certain people that can use Bunkai's. So when I tell you we're getting ready to see Bunkai's we've never even seen before, let alone thought we were going to see, and you say that's it, that's a problem.
I mean, well, I did watch, I watched the first season of Bleach when it first came out. A very long time ago. And I kind of didn't like it when I was younger. And I was talking to Keisaki about this other day when she was talking to me about the first episode. And I'm like, I think the biggest appeal to Bleach is the nostalgia factor. Because a lot of people who have seen Bleach were younger. And it's been 10 years, so now they're 10 years older. They're in their 20s, mid to late 20s, early 30s, or higher, depending on when you watched it. And part of it coming back after being gone for so long is the biggest appeal of its popularity. So because I didn't watch all of it when I was young, that nostalgia factor does not hit for me. I didn't wait 10 years for it. I only waited 2 weeks for it. So it's not that exciting to me because I didn't wait. And on top of that, I watched it and I still didn't care for it. Like, it was cool, but it's not, I'm not a fan like everyone else is a fan. Like, it's cool. It was a good anime. I enjoyed it, but it's not on the same magnitude as you, Hitsu, unfortunately. I am so sorry.
I think that, yes, nostalgia plays a huge part in it. And Hitsu, I am on your side. Like, I think that Bleach is going to do so well. Like, I'm so excited for Bleach. Like, this is their comeback. You know what I mean? Not even comeback, but their, like, finale. I definitely think that there's a huge nostalgic factor to it. I mean, I got chills when I watched the first episode. Like, I loved it. I absolutely loved the first episode. And I got chills. I love the fact that they, like, the music stayed the same. I love the fact that, I mean, the art style changed a little bit, but, like, it's more updated. Like, I don't know. There's that nostalgia piece to it. But I think also there's that we're finally getting closure piece to it, And also knowing that the closure is gonna be like so good. Like we're in a war. Like that's awesome. That is shown. It is doing what it's supposed to do. It is doing its shonen thing, and like some people can be annoyed by that, but I think like that is exactly what a shonen is supposed to do, right? They're supposed to give you fight scenes, they're supposed to give you things that you're never seen before happen, whatever the climax, whatever it is. It's doing its shonen job, and I'm not mad at it.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be great.
I think it's gonna be good. Like I said, I never said that Bleach was a bad anime. I think it's a good anime. I just am not super, I'm not a super fan. Like, I'm not a Bleach fanatic. I'm not a, oh my God, like, oh my God, it's Bleach. No, that's not me. But I still enjoyed the anime. It was still good. I love the fight scenes. I like the power system. I love the characters. But I am not a diehard fan, unfortunately.
I love it.
The episode didn't give me chills. I liked it. It was nice. The music, cool. I love the animation because y'all know I'm an animation whore. I love me a solid, beautiful animation. So they came correct with that piece.
I was screaming through the whole episode. I was like, literally, I was screaming. Yeah, especially towards the end.
Because it came back. Like for you, you're like, yes, Bleach is back. We get the final season because most shonens end completed.
But I mean, see, you put so much weight on this nostalgia.
No.
I feel like the nostalgia does have an effect.
But it's a part of it, right?
I don't think it is a majority reason of why people are ready for this to come. I honestly just think that people enjoy the anime. Like, everyone knows if you've seen a season 10 years ago and then it comes back, you're going to be like, oh, it's back. But it's not just the nostalgia feeling. They're just happy to get what they used to see. Nostalgia to me means...
Nostalgia
is the feeling for me. Like, that's what nostalgia means to me. If I'm getting a nostalgic feeling, because I don't think anything else comes with nostalgia. I think it's just the feeling of it. You feel that feeling you had when you were younger. But if you just enjoy an anime for just what it is, then you can just have that enjoyment with no nostalgia. Like, you can literally be like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not 12 anymore when I used to watch this. I'm 20-something. But at the same time, I enjoyed this anime so much that I know this shit's going to be fire.
But I think what's hard about that...
It's because it came back. Is that also why? Like, I don't know, because I enjoyed the anime too, but a lot of the people that I've witnessed, and this is just from my point of view, like my perspective, it's not an accurate statement, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything that comes out of my mouth is not accurate because I'm not you, I'm not Keisaki, I'm not anyone else. Mm-hmm. So this is only from my point of view. From the people that I have witnessed discuss this on Twitter and social media, part of their hype is because of its comeback, like what Keisaki said. Keisaki said it's that closure feeling of, this was a fire anime. It's a big three. Like, let's put that out there. It's a big three anime. Like, so it's been that bitch. Like, it's always been that bitch. It's a big three. So it's the fact that it's finally back and it's getting that closure. And people already know how it's going to end if you read the manga. And they already wanted to see this animated. And it kind of sucks that they didn't get it animated for 10 years. Because it's like, you continued it up to this point. But then you stopped. Like, you cut the animation. It just disappeared. It stopped. It ended without it really ending, because we know that wasn't the ending. But then it finally is like, oh, it's coming back. We get that last piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. I think that the big three, like, people talk about the big three, right? And some people don't like the term of the big three or whatever it is. But one thing to note about the big three, and the reason why the big three is the big three and they will always be the big three, is because not only just, you know, how fired the animes were at the time, but how monumental and life-changing those three animes were to the anime community. And what I mean by life-changing, I mean by it changed the industry itself by a lot. Like, a lot of people weren't into anime like that, but then you had Naruto, you had One Piece, you had Bleach, who all came out with just fire stuff, and they ran Shonen Jump. Like, they ran it. four years. And so I think something, and I get what Chiquitita is saying, like it's that nostalgia piece, because those, like if Naruto, fuck Boruto, but if Naruto came out again today, everybody would still be hyped, because it's that, it part of it is that nostalgia. But I think if you haven't experienced it in the past, it's harder for you to kind of understand where it is right now. And the same thing goes for One Piece fans. Like, I'm not a One Piece fan, and I didn't grow up watching One Piece. But like that, we've just seen so much, so many good anime, like Chainsaw Man, and I mean, it just came out. But you know what I mean? Like Demon Slayer. We just seen so many good animes that, if Bleach was to come out today, it probably wouldn't compete with the other animes, if that makes sense.
False.
No, it's not, because Bleach, let me tell you, I love
Bleach. It came out the perfect time.
It came out during its time. Yeah, because if Bleach came out today, there's parts of it, right, that, yes, it would be great. But there's other parts where it was kind of like, okay, like 99% of it is like fillers. Like, come on. You know what I mean? So, like, a part of it, like, yes, there's the concept. Like, season one, great. It's great. But then season two was just copy-paste of season one with the same context, just different characters. And the same thing goes for season three. It's just copy and paste of the same plot. And so, like, if you think about it that way, then no, it cannot compete. You have Demon Slayer that is delivering different plots with every single season. You have Black Clover, who did its shonen thing, regardless of how many people hate it. But, like, it did its shonen job. You know what I mean? So, it's a different age. It is a different age. And I think Bleach was made for the fans that are older anime fans. But I think it's fire. I love it. And I don't know. I love Bleach. I'm not shitting on it. So
yeah. And I think that's why it's perfect for it to come out, for the last season to come out now.
Especially with all the reboots.
With all the reboots, with the fresh new animation, and the fact that this entire season is a war. It's just going to be a giant war. So it is perfect for it to come out now, because anime fans have attention, shorter attention spans now than they did. Now you throw a filler after filler, people gonna get pissy. They're gonna get mad. They're gonna get upset. They're like, this shit is trash because it's filler. But when you were younger,
it will be Boruto.
It didn't bother you as much. Like, fillers didn't bother you as much. And on top of that, like, you had other big three that was circulating at the time. So it was kind of like,
Bleach would have been like Boruto is now. You know what I mean? Because Boruto is nothing but
And it's honestly, like, people do like Boruto. Like, some people do like Boruto. However, the fans that saw Naruto when they were younger and then they see this shit now, they're like, no. No.
All of the big three had fillers.
Not like Bleach. Bleach had by far the most
Bleach filler. Compared
Bleach
to Naruto?
Pissed me
compared
off. To when Naruto, it, yes. When it was, yes. Because Bleach, let me tell you. When I was watching it back in my day, Bleach used to piss me the fuck off, because Bleach used to come out TV. Like, I had to watch that shit on TV. Not on YouTube, not on anything. I had to watch that shit on TV. And so when you come and you wait for like a month for Bleach to come back, and when it comes back, you find out that shit, you've been watching it and it's been a filler and it has nothing to do with the original plot, you just be mad. You just be mad. But, you know, but yeah. I literally, and then you have to stop watching it for a couple of months, because it's in this filler arc, and you just be like, come on, like, I just want to get to the story, you know what I mean? Like, they have a lot of fillers.
Now, by all means, I used to shit on Bleach because I never watched it, just like how Keisaki shits on One Piece, but she's never watched it. I feel like all anime fans do it. If they haven't seen it, they shit on it. That's just like a part of the trope. But now that I've actually seen Bleach, I can honestly say the anime is good. Like, it is good. Yes. Not my cup of tea, but it is good.
Yeah. But back to what Hitsu was saying, like it's original. I think that yes, Bleach is gonna run the fall animes, and the only reason why I say that is because of the nostalgia, like that added nostalgia piece to it. And I think it, and because not only the nostalgia, but also because it's in its final arc and it's a war. So yes, rightfully so, Bleach takes the crown for fall, just the same as Attack on Titan will take the crown for, when is it coming out? Spring? Next year? I don't know when it's coming out. But
now,
whenever...
wait a minute.
Whenever... But despite the ending of Attack on Titans, everybody's still gonna love the show despite the ending.
No. Only reason I say this is because if Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 is to also simultaneously come out when Attack on Titan final part comes out.
I still think Attack on Titan.
No, you haven't. You haven't seen season two. You haven't. No. Like season two of JJK. Season two of JJK, and what we are about to experience. I don't know. I read both the mangas.
Maybe it's just from like me not being a huge JJK fan, but I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I wasn't that gung-ho over JJK. I mean, I like it, but it...
Okay. We will revisit this again when they do air, and you see, we're gonna wait to the end of this season to ask this question to you again. When you've seen all of season two of JJK and then you finally seen all of Attack on Titan, then I'm gonna bring this question back.
Okay.
Any last thoughts and words on Bleach for you?
No, I'm good. Bleach supremacy.
Bleach supremacy. All right, period.
Bleach supremacy. All right, let's get into this week's anime news. Starting off, we have a new anime alert. Spy Classroom Anime is scheduled for January 2023. So I'm excited to figure out what that is about. Next, we have new chapters of Hunter x Hunter, which is returning to Shonen Jump October 23rd, which is so exciting. Thirdly, we have new information about Demon Slayer Thirdsmith Village Arc, which will also be revealed on December 10th. Welcome to Demon School. Season 3 is projected to have 21 episodes. Bleach temporarily dethroned Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood and ranked as number one on my anime list. However, it is now back at number three, and Fullmetal Alchemist still remains to be number one. Lastly, we have Cartoon Network, which has ended after 30 years of airing and is now being taken over by Warner Brothers. So, what do you guys think about this week's anime news?
I think Cartoon Network is sad. We've had Cartoon Network almost... our entire lives. We've had Cartoon Network our entire lives. My entire life. Because I'll be 30.
Anyone who's 30 or higher, it's been their entire life.
Exactly.
So basically their entire lives.
Which is definitely your entire life because you're under 30.
I'm 3 years shy of my entire life. So basically my entire life.
Exactly. We've had Cartoon Network our entire lives.
We grew up with it. Like that Cartoon Network is for the millennials.
So it's just sad to see it go. Even the newer ones were not too bad.
No, the newer ones are still... Cartoon Network is just good.
Yeah, like
all around, they've never been bad. They've never had a bad animation and a bad nothing. Like, it's all been good. And they're very woke on cultural experiences. The LGBTQ community, people of color. Like, they incorporated all that within the year. It's just evolving every single year with their animation to really make underrepresented people be seen.
Yeah. And just to like put it out there, so Warner Brothers does release some anime, like not anime, some cartoon sequels on Cartoon Network, the actual network. And then Cartoon Network does have its own individual shows that air on its own network. So Cartoon Network is responsible for shows like Craig on a Creek,
Steven Universe,
Adventure Time, and then Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is responsible for releasing themes like Teen Titans Go.
Yeah,
and like Tunes, the
Baby Looney Tunes,
and like the new like Powerpuff Girl.
Yep, Powerpuff Girl reboot.
But what they were really known for was the Animaniacs. That was just Warner Brothers' thing, the Animaniacs.
Yeah,
that was really back in the day. But like currently, those are the shows, the type of shows that they're airing. They're airing a lot of really overly cartooned reboots of their old popular shows. Also, not to mention that with Warner Brothers taking over, it also laid off over, I think, 30 animators. It laid off a lot of people who previously worked for Cartoon Network. So, yeah.
Because Warner Brothers Studio, Animation Studio, is now merging with Cartoon Network Studio. They are now one studio versus two different entities, which means that, you know, they've already cut Craig of the Creek's episodes by half. Which we already know the agenda for that. It's a clear drawn out agenda. Zaslav has made it very clear what he likes and he doesn't like and how he wants to reshape everything that what Warner Brothers used to be will no longer be. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to continue like new shows as we know it from Cartoon Network will not be the same. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it will be them trying to reboot old things versus trying to get fresh new animation in place.
Mm-hmm. You know, as an adult, like it doesn't really, like it's sad, but like it doesn't really impact me much. I don't really watch Cartoon Network anyway. But for the younger generation, I don't know. Does it really make a big impact? What do you guys think?
I mean, it depends. I mean, I still know a lot of adults in my circle who love cartoons and who love Cartoon Network. But honestly, it's honestly kind of disrespectful to future animators. And it's not even just Cartoon Network. It's kind of, I feel like it's a war on animation right now between a lot of companies because they are deprioritizing animation. Like Netflix has also fired and cut a lot of their animation department and have stopped and canceled a lot of new animation projects. So it's like people have lost their jobs, their livelihood, and I feel like it's only going to get worse throughout different platforms as they deprioritize animation. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't even know what I'm going to have my kids watching. Like, what am I going to have my kids watch? Because if I see these Cartoon Network shows for myself, or these new Cartoon Network shows for myself, and I'm seeing that they're trying to push in, like, that... Cartoon Network was Cartoon Network because of the shows that they came out with. And you could either see yourself in it, or you really enjoyed it, or... I'm not going to have my kids watch a bunch of whitewashed shit. I'm sorry. They're not going to do that. I'm not going to have them grow up doing that. Like, because... I kind of did it before I witnessed and saw this whole new realm of animation. I don't know. I don't fuck with it. Zaslav is public enemy number one. Why did he have to do this? They should just left Cartoon Network alone. Stop fucking inserting yourself and shit. They ain't got shit to do with you. If you don't like animation, just say that. If you like animation, just say that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Can I play devil's advocate?
Sure, go ahead. Why not?
I think, and maybe... this is just my thought process, but a lot of time is spent into animation, right? A lot of time and money is spent into producing just even like the 5 minutes of animation that they get, right? I think the biggest thing is that they're spending more time and more money on people to produce the animation that they are getting back from the actual production of the animation. Does that make sense? So like they're not seeing the funds are not equating, which is why even in the anime business, it is such a hard business because a lot of animators don't get paid as much as we think that they deserve to get paid, but there's not a lot of platforms that is making the money and the revenue that they can to pay these people, because it's a lot of work to produce, but you don't get paid for it. And so, like, and at least in Japan, they sell things like manga, right? And they can get money from the manga. But like Cartoon Network, they don't sell that. You know what I mean? Like, they don't sell that and they don't get money for it. The only thing that they get money from is from the networks of those airing. You know what I mean?
I would have to disagree with that, but I see why you would say that.
Why are you disagreeing? Or like, what part of it doesn't sound?
I do believe that they are gaining money back from their animation, because if they weren't, they wouldn't, like, the seasons wouldn't be as long as they were if they didn't see that the animation or the cartoon or what they were putting out, they weren't getting back that money. Like, Cartoon Network Studios will thrive regardless if Warner Brothers bought it out or not. The only reason why Cartoon Network is under attack right now is because Zaslav and Discovery owns them. That's it. That's the only reason why. Cartoon Network Studios is a part of Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers was bought out by Discovery Plus. They're just fucking with whatever they want to fuck with because they can. Because Discovery Plus's agenda, it's not even just cartoon. It's everything. Like, HBO Max is not safe. All of these shows that they already produced and put money into, they canceled it. Why would you cancel a show that didn't even come out yet, so you don't even know if it's going to get its money value or not, but you paid all this money to produce it? Why did you cut it? Why are you removing Harry Potter? Why? Like, what is this? I don't see the physical reason for any of this to happen. Now, if I were to see for myself the physical reason for it to have, like, if Cartoon Network was sinking and it was failing, then I would understand. However, the main reason that HBO Max truly thrives has a lot to do with their animation, their animated projects.
What do you think that means for Adult Swim?
Oh, they're also canceling a lot of Adult Swim shows, too. Like, they're removing them, they're taking them off. Like, Discovery Plus wants to push their streaming, like, whatever has been on Discovery Plus so far, they want to push that to higher priority and dethrone everything else. Nobody wants to watch the Discovery Plus shit. That's why no one bought it. That's why no one streamed it. HBO Max was successful. It had Cartoon Network on there. It had their own original shows. There was nothing wrong with it. They were thriving. Now the issue is that the appeal that HBO Max has is not going to be lost. The appeal that Cartoon Network has had for 30 fucking years is now about to be lost. There was nothing wrong with it. Now there's about to be stuff wrong with it. Mm-hmm. Which is what is it going to do for the main consumers? They're no longer going to want to watch it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you save billions of dollars by firing all these people, but you're about to lose millions more because the people that were rocking with you will no longer be rocking with you.
Well, maybe they have some sort of plan. I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see what their plan is and what that's going to look like.
Yeah. I'm nervous, but I mean, that's all we can do. I can't do nothing about it, you know? I'm just here witnessing it all. That's all.
That's true. What about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood hits you? Do you think that there will be a time where an anime will dethrone Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood as number one?
I mean, there's already been some that dethrone it, but it's always temporary. So, are you asking me, is there going to be someone else that will dethrone it temporarily?
Overthrow Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, because that right now it's ranked as like the top anime.
I mean, honestly, it's been that way for I don't know how many years, but it's been a long time now. So if it is one that will happen, I mean, there is going to be one. It's got to be. I don't know what it is, but there's always going to be something better. Mm-hmm. We just gotta wait for it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure before Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, there was something else.
I think before Full Metal Alchemist, I think it was. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think it was Gintama.
Me neither. I don't know.
I don't think it was Gintama.
Because Gintama is number 2. No, it was number 2. It's now number 4 after Kaguya-sama season 3 in Bleach. But it's always been Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood 1.
Although it was Steins
Gate. Gintama number 2, and then Steins Gate was number 3. I just know that, like, it's always been Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Gintama, and Steins Gate as top 3.
Well, you know what? Steins Gate is the sleeper.
Huh?
I love Steins Gate.
No, Steins Gate is good. But yeah, I said, it's always going to be something that's going to, you know, come out better eventually. So we just got to wait, see if we'll catch it.
Do you think that any of the animes that are releasing in the fall has the potential? Like, I'm surprised Attack on Titan's not up there, but...
it's number 6.
But like Chainsaw Man, Blue Lock. Do you think any of those have the potential to overthrow?
I'm gonna be honest. Metal?
Chainsaw Man might.
I mean,
I think Bleach.
I think Bleach is gonna do it.
It did do it.
Well, it did it already, but I think it's gonna do it again. And yeah. I only say that because we have. I don't know how many episodes. Does anybody know how many episodes are in this season?
But I don't know. It'll just be the season. That season, though, because the way that my Annie list rates things is based on seasons,
right?
So but Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood is the only anime that actually is for all seasons. Like, it's just that.
Yeah, it really just has one season.
Yeah, it's just one season. So, but that it's 64 episodes. It's a pretty long season.
It's just arcs in the
yeah.
But yeah, right now it's just the season of Bleach, but the entirety of Bleach, no. Just the season.
A win's a win.
That's what I'm saying.
However, I think it'll still be top 5. I think that Bleach will always be top 5. This part will be top 5.
Okay, but you asked me what did I think was going to do it, and I said Bleach.
And you gave your answer, and then I said top 5.
So I feel like...
Hey, TV insert incorrect opinion. Boom, top 5.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that because not only the comeback, but what we're actually going to see, like the animation itself, I think is going to be, you know, phenomenal. Now, what I do want to say is the biggest thing that is helping is the animation. The nostalgia factor, cool. The action, definitely shonen ready. But this animation, it's now updated, my friends. This shit is 2.0 Bleach. this shit looks amazing. Like, I'm talking Demon Slayer quality. You just can't argue with it. We have the fire action, nostalgia, the comeback season, the war. With this animation, oh no. Now you didn't put too much. You don't put too much on this motherfucker now.
I support it. Mm-hmm.
So, did anyone watch Naruto's, I think it was 20-year anniversary video that they created?
Yeah.
With the updated animation?
Yeah.
Nope.
No? Would y'all... Fans are saying that they would love for it to be rebooted or at least recreated in the new animation.
No, that's
and you know Mr. No. Mr. Beast. Y'all know who Mr. Beast is, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Beast actually asked the question, how much would it cost to reanimate all of Naruto in that new animation style? And he wants to try to attempt to do it. Or pay for it to be
listen. I think it would be great. I think that like the same thing with like Fruit Basket when they reanimate everything.
Yeah.
And it looked good. It looked great. Fruit Basket
dethroned Full Metal Alchemist, brother.
It did.
It was the first one in a long time to ever do that.
I think that if they did it with Naruto, then they have to cut the fillers out. Like, they have to cut the bullshit out and just go straight
for the animation. No cut cards.
You know, exactly. Like, they're gonna, like, and if they did that, sure. I would watch it. But, god damn it.
And y'all talk about Bleach with his fillers. Let me tell you something. Whenever you hear, that's a fucking filler. Do you know how long that shit was? And you're saying Bleach had more fillers?
No, Bleach did have more fillers.
No!
No, it did. No, Bleach did have more fillers. Yes, that's not an opinion. That's a fucking fact.
Like, if we looked at the percentage of fillers...
Someone look up the percentage, because I'm trying to tell you now, the tune I just fucking made is probably the most heard tune I've heard in fucking Naruto. Before Shippuden, I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. One Piece and Naruto have fillers. However, they do not come near the 50% mark. Bleach has way more fillers than both Naruto and One Piece.
Bleach is 45% filler.
That's damn near half. Now, this is my thing, right? Fillers in Naruto is literally flashbacks and them doing stupid missions.
A filler is a filler, but...
That's a filler. Now, Bleach actually has fighting sequences and mini stories in their fillers. So even though it is a filler, it's not a nonsense filler.
But it should have been
that a win is a win, a filler is a filler.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
A filler
is a filler.
That's not the same.
It is. A filler is a fucking filler.
So for Bleach, yes, you're right. Some of their fillers are great fillers. However, that shit could have been a movie. You know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do. And so this is my complication with fillers. It's because at least with Naruto, yes, it was flashback, but it's still related somehow to the plot of the story. Bleach had nothing to do with the plot. And then you just forget what the fuck the moral of the story was about. And so for Bleach, it's fillers. Yes, it had a lot of fillers, and some of them were great, but that shit could have been a movie.
Yeah.
It could have been a thing, an OVA. It could have been something fillers else.
Was like, what is happening in between what's actually happening? Like for instance, a filler was when they went to that island, like, but he was supposed to be on his way to the island to go train with Killer B, but yeah. In between him traveling there, because he was still traveling, but mm-hmm. in between him traveling there, that's where the filler plots were inserted. Versus mm-hmm. like, it was still on course to the plot. Versus Bleach that literally took detours away from the plot.
Make a left, and then make another left.
We're getting further away from our.
You know what's crazy? In Bleach, they have like this little notation, like that pops up on the screen, where it's like we'll return back to the plot of the story on this date. Like, I remember that. It used to be a black screen, and it'll be like, "We'll return with the plot of the story on this date," and I'll be like, "What the fuck?"
So, but it was good. That they were enjoyable, though. Like, it made it less painful.
Some of them. The only one filler that I really loved was when the Bankai came to life.
I think that's everyone's
Zanbato
favorite.
The Zanbato arc is definitely the best filler.
That's the only filler I've ever heard.
That's the only filler too, unfortunately. That I love.
The Fade to Black filler was hard as shit too. Okay. The Fade to Black filler was hard. Now, if you wanna say a filler that might have been quote unquote bad, it was only two fillers for me, and that was the Bount. And
the Bount was a filler. Child.
You don't think the Bount was
I don't
a
know what was plot, what was filler now. I don't even know.
I was just watching.
I believe the bout was filler because that had nothing to do with Aizen.
A lot of it didn't have to do with Aizen.
Jesus Christ.
If no, because it's fresher in my memory because I just finished this shit. So if I'm going back to what I watched, a lot of this shit did have to do with Aizen. Like, the plot, yes, it had to do with Aizen. However, me watching it, like, how I was watching it, like, you was like, it had nothing to do with Aizen. Like, well, a good chunk of it didn't have to do with Aizen. Like,
Aizen was in the back.
He was in the back. Like,
he was in the back the whole time. Every once in a while,
boom, his
pop up.
Popped up. He'll pop right. up. Boom. Like, and then it'll disappear. And you're like, well, okay.
He's still alive.
It was like a good 100 episodes before the damn Hueco Mundo shit came. And I'm like, oh, there he is.
Oh, there you go. Now we love Bleach. We love Bleach.
Now, was the Fulbright a filler?
Was the what?
Was the Fulbright a filler?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
That's plot all day.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think so. But some people said they didn't like the last, arc.
The arc? Yeah, I did. That was my least favorite arc.
I thought Fulbright was hard.
Yeah, I had a conversation with my coworkers. They love Bleach, so they were saying, yeah, none of them liked the Fulbright arc.
Yeah.
Fulbringer. I thought it was called Fulbright. I thought their power was called Fulbright.
It's called Fulbring.
I thought it was called Fulbright. Is it called Fulbring?
Bring.
I could have sworn they said Fulbright.
Jesus.
Listen, Bleach was cool, y'all.
You just seen it.
I know. And that's how much it stuck to me. Unfortunately.
Wait, but you know what's crazy? Is how she contradicts herself because at the beginning she was like, as somebody who's fresher in her mind, because I just know. Saw it.
I know.
She's supposed to have the memory, remember?
I am supposed to have. I could have swear they would say Fulbright. I don't know why I keep thinking Fulbright. I know it's Fulbring something.
All right. So we've talked about the news long enough. Let's give our hot takes about these fall anime. Like, let's talk about them. Starting off with, do you guys just want to go, or do you want me to list one off and then you just tell me how it's going?
List one off and then we can talk about it.
So I'm going to start off with the less hype out of all of them, which is, I hate to say this, but Spy Family.
I got nothing to say about Spy Family because I have yet to watch it. Because it's...
Oh, no.
It's not the top of my list compared to the others. I'm so sorry. I love you, Forgers. I love y'all.
What about you, Hisu?
You know I can't fucking watch anything if she ain't fucking watch it, so.
All right. Well, my hot take for Spy Family is that Spy Family is not giving what everybody else is giving right now. It's a break. It's a break from Shonen. If you guys need a break from Shonen, watch Spy Family. But that... Honestly, I can't tolerate Spy Family right now because there's so many other things happening in the anime community with Bleach and stuff. Moving on from Spy Family, let's talk about My Hero Academia.
Dobby has entered the chat.
Hey.
Dobby has entered the fucking chat. And we already know, if manga readers, you already know, Dobby entering the chat is about to hit. It's about to hit.
And
hawk.
Twice.
It's about and hit twice. Hawk.
And twice. And Hawk. I'm in it. I'm with it. I'm so excited, you guys.
That last episode was, twice is, oh, spoiler alert. Even though she gave another one, if you didn't listen and you were hard-headed, I'm going to say it again. Spoiler alert. I'm going to drop spoilers. Twice dying. Oh, my gosh.
That happened already?
Girl, it's Sunday.
That didn't happen so fast.
Yes, it did. Yes, he's dead.
He died today?
He died yesterday.
Have you seen my cup? My cup is literally images of Twice dying.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't watch episode 2, did you?
I did. No, I watched episode 2. It's episode 3.
Yeah, it's episode 3.
Yeah, I didn't watch episode 3 yet. But guys, if you don't know, I have a mug. I have a mug with twice, literally the comic strip from the manga of Hawk killing Twice. And it's my favorite fucked up mug in the world. It's sad. That literally is so sad. But
it hit harder in the manga though. Like it did. When I was watching it in the anime, I feel like me reading My Hero Academia has kind of ruined the anime for me. Not by much, but definitely a little bit, because
that happened so fast.
It was like a lot of reading it when it actually happened, you're like, damn. Like I can't explain it, but no. It's not as it didn't hit as hard watching it in the anime as it did when I read it in the manga.
I feel like because in the manga there's a little bit more build up, because I'm gonna be honest, telling me that Twice died just now. And it's only the third episode. First off, it tells you how lit this season is gonna be, but two, that is just so fast, because in the manga, like, there's a little bit more build up, and also you build a relationship with Twice where you just you feel so bad for him. So I don't know, like, tell me, you guys watched it, how did you guys feel about Twice?
They did a lot of flashbacks, so like instead of it playing out like in the manga, like how we were able to see, especially how close the Hawks and Twice had become,
and Twice and Dobby, because they showed how
Dobby, yeah,
Twice and Dobby were besties.
They showed Twice's impact between people a lot more in the manga than they did in the anime. In the anime, it was kind of quick flashes. It was quick flashes of his interactions with different people. So it made it sad, but it's an anime, so that they have to condense it in a sense. They have to. So.
Oh, you guys are gonna make me cry. You literally just spoiled the shit out of me.
How did you spoil it? You already knew he died. It's on your cup. You look at it every day, every time you drink out of it. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
You literally look at his death multiple times a fucking day. I don't understand. You bought that cup at DreamCon, baby girl. That was in July. And then you read it months before then. I'm confused.
This is literally like the saddest death for me. For My Hero Academia, that's the saddest.
Well, it wasn't what I expected. So basically, when I think about Twice, I thought about a confused, misled person in the first place. Like from when he first talked about his origin back when season 5 was out, and you know, he just got in with the wrong people. But those are the people that supported him, that were there for him. So that's who you're gonna, you know, stick with. Hawks basically was telling Twice, hey man, like, I didn't even want to do this, but given your quirk,
your quirk is the most dangerous.
I cannot let you leave here alive unless you change up sides, bro. So at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I know that, you know, as a hero, I have to do my duty, but I know Hawks on the inside as a person was like, I don't want to do this, but he knew what he had to do.
Hawks is like the Ombu Black Ops for heroes. Like, he does the dirty work. He's not like those clean-cut heroes that, you know, don't believe in death. He's like, no, I was trained to kill if I need to. I'm not saving your life. Like, a lot of heroes don't kill in My Hero Academia. But Hawks is a hero that will kill you if he needs to.
So did Dobby do his Dobby thing and snap?
Dobby didn't snap yet all the way, but he did step in the building and he did burn the fuck up of Hawks's feathers.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. But his shining moment has yet to come.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. But Dobby because, is my favorite.
But because
villain.
he's now in the scenes, you already know these next couple episodes is about to be, he's the moment.
Dobby's my favorite villain. So, you know. Talk about it. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about.
Oh wait.
Oh, you're not done. Okay, go ahead.
So you didn't. What about just the overall like entrance? Like the first thing they're doing is rushing the hospital. looking for the doctor, and it's fucking hundreds of nomus.
Oh, yeah.
All at the bottom.
Yeah.
That first episode was going crazy.
What was her name?
Miracle. Yeah, we had to call Miracle because before Dobby became the moment, Miracle the moment.
Miracle
and then
was the moment.
She still has more moments. Like, she still has more moments coming in this season. Like, we haven't seen the last of her because she's still in the heat of battle with them nomus. And she up against a really crazy nomus.
And she's doing it by herself.
Like, which is crazy because we just saw Endeavor go against one of, because the same hybrid nomus that she's fighting, you know, Endeavor also fought one, and he had Hawks to back him up.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see Miracle going against three of them monsters, and they have quirks.
They twisted the shit out of her arm.
She's down an arm. But them thighs is thighing, okay? Them quads is quadding.
When that description came up for Miracle, and she was like, Miracle, she does rabbit things.
Yeah.
Yes, but she's also the number three hero, which means she's basically...
Number five.
No, she's number three. No,
she's number three. She's number three.
She's number three.
Mm-hmm. Which means she's damn near as strong as Endeavor.
I thought she was number five.
No, Miracle's number three.
She's number three.
She's the number five hero.
Miracle.
Just type in number five hero.
Oh, wait. No. She might be. Because Hawks is number three.
Hawks is number two now.
So that means Miracle moved up. So she's number three.
Please look it.
Oh, she's number five.
She's number five.
Who's number three?
Number three hero.
Jesus.
She's a three to me, y'all. She's a number three hero to me. That's a bad bitch.
Who's the number three hero? Oh, it's Genus. Duh.
We know where he is.
We can't say. Yeah.
Wait, do we know where he is?
No, yes, we don't know where he is.
He died.
I was about to fuck up.
Hawks killed him.
Are we ruining something for you? Because I gotta
No, No. Hold up.
The last time I saw Genus, he was fighting.
They said it in episode. It wasn't.
I could have sworn they revealed that he was still.
He's dead because Hawks had to kill him in order to get into the League of Villains.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he didn't say what he had to do to get in yet.
Yes, he did. They showed it. Like, they showed the fight scene between him and Genus.
When was that?
Last season.
All right, I'll look into it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The last season, they showed the fight between him and Genus. And so Genus went missing.
Oh, yeah, because didn't they go visit him at the hospital?
That was after the one for all fight.
Was it? All right, we're gonna have to bench this topic.
We'll look it up on our way back.
But it's hard for me to distinguish between the manga and the anime.
Yeah, like that's five, hardest thing between y'all.
I know because it's season five. I'm telling you, in season five, Hawks.
You just told me Miracle was the number three hero.
Stop. Okay.
You don't know. You might be talking about that, but it's not already revealed. That's all I'm saying. In season five,
they talked about how got in with the League of Villains, and Dobby was like, in order to get it, or in order for me to know that you're a real person, you have to take out, or you're down for the League of Villains, is you have to take out a hero, and the hero he took out was Genus. So yes, they showed that in season five.
But whether they showed it in season five or not, we now know.
I kind of feel like they said it. That's why I said that comment
because I kind of feel like they already revealed.
I remember the part where Hawks was in the room with the like higher ups, and he was talking to them about the things he had to do, and they were talking about how okay, you will, you know, just do what needs to be done, and we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, it says My Hero Academia season 5, The Return of Best Genus. Yeah, it was in last season.
See? No, same, right? Just kidding.
Yeah.
It wasn't a long thing. It wasn't like a drawn. It was like a short explanation that he died.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I figured we didn't see anything for real.
Yeah, it wasn't like a long thing. Anyways, moving on from My Hero Academia, let's talk about Blue Lock.
Blue Lock is the shit. I've been telling y'all this forever. The manga hits, the anime. Oh my god, 8-Bit is doing such an amazing job adapting this manga. Like, the eyes, the intensity, the emotion, the feelings, the, oh, it's perfect. Perfect.
What about you, Hisu?
I just like the concept. Like I said, the fact that there's a free fall of just straight strikers, that shit just sounds like Battle Royale for soccer for me. So I'm loving it. Now, what I will say is, one thing that Chibi kept talking to me about was the eyes in the manga looked way, you know, it hit different for her in the manga than it does animated. But for me, the animation looks crazy. Like, the manga was, you know, I'm of course good because it got animated, but this animated with color, I think it looks fire.
I didn't say it didn't hit. I say it looks darker and more demonic because, you know, manga is just black and white. Like, you don't get color. But the way that they have to color, like, in order to portray the level of intensity in their eyes, it's harder to do that in a manga than it is in an anime. In anime, you express intensity with color. You can express intensity with the speed of how they are, like, how big they are. But in manga, you have to express it with darkness. So In the manga, they look like demons. They look like demons with their eyes black and swirling and shit. Like, they look fucking crazy. They look crazy. Like, did you watch episode 2 today?
No.
Okay, well, how he was talking about there's a monster inside me. He's so freaking cute. I love him so much. Bacha is so cute, little psycho. But how he talks about that there's a monster inside me, like, in the manga, they really look like monsters. Mm-hmm. They really look like crazy, like they've been possessed by demons.
Let me tell you, I took notes. I did. I took notes when I watched Blue Lock because I went from watching Aoyashi where he was like, oh, I can do bad all by myself. And then going into Blue Lock where, like, the first 5 minutes, it was like, it's about the team. It's about the team. And I was like, oh, all right, different vibes. But then towards the end, it was like, fuck the team, every man for itself. And then it turned into Hunger Games. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so good. So, yes, I absolutely love Blue Lock now. I'm addicted. What about, we already talked about Bleach, so we're not going to talk about that again. But lastly, let's talk about Chainsaw Man. What were your thoughts?
Honestly, my only thought is this dude has a sad background.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that really, like, took home for me. Because, like, the fact that he thought eating bread with jelly on it was, like, a life goal, man. That's a problem. Like, that is a shitty upbringing. Your dream is to have bread with jam on it?
That's like probably the biggest thing about Chainsaw Man is Denji, the main character. I think that it is going to be super refreshing to see this type of MC, because a lot of shonen has the same type of MC in a sense. They remix it a little bit, but they're the same super determined, friend oriented, selfless, sacrificing type of people. Like, they will go, they will fight hard, they will put their life on the line for others. Denji's different. Denji's very different.
He's just trying to survive.
But like,
episode one doesn't even begin to describe the type of person that Denji is. Like, it gave a glimpse of who he is just based on the hardships that led him to become Chainsaw Man. Like, we had to see, okay, we see there's a Chainsaw Man, but how the fuck did he become a Chainsaw Man? Okay, question one answered. But now that Denji is the way he is, and you see that all he wanted was a simplistic life because he's never known nothing but turmoil. Like, his whole life, he's been living in the shadow of his dad's debt and shortcomings. And he's been poor and homeless, beaten, treated like shit, sold his body. Like, all he had was Pochita. Oh, Pochita's so cute. Oh. All he had was Pochita. And even that was taken away from him, you know? And what's crazy is that it wasn't even the fact that all he wanted was bread with jam and jelly. He wanted to share. He said, I want to eat it with you. Like, and now part of that dream is gone. And that's the constant theme throughout Chainsaw Man, is that every single time he expresses a need or a want for something, simply it gets snatched. And that's what sucks.
It makes you appreciate the simple things in life, though.
Yeah. That's why Chainsaw Man is really sad. It's really sad. Like, there's no happy endings for overall. Like, kind of, but not really. It kind of is, but not really. Not really. Like, it's like half happy endings. Partial.
I will say, I will say that when watching it, I did get some memories of Parasite the Maximum.
Yeah. I guess I could see that. I could see that too. That one both, was a good show.
Yeah, they both died.
I mean, died he watched his parents, so.
Yeah, watched die. And then
they both got possessed by some sort of parasite.
Well, not really possessed, but kind of like inhabited.
Inhabited, there we go.
Yeah, because they didn't take over their bodies. You know what I'm saying? That's, I think, means taking over somebody's body. But
Pochita gave.
Yeah, they both did. What's his name? Migi?
Yeah.
I think his name was Migi. He basically was like, in order to save your life, I'm just going to give you, you know, more parts of my DNA or cells to work. And they just became two different people. So now, I'm guessing Denji's a totally different guy. So,
no, he's the same.
Oh, well, this guy was totally different after he fused with this thing.
Well, he's different in the sense that his body can now transform.
Yeah.
he's different, but in terms of who he is as a person, he's the same.
Yeah.
Except maybe a little bit more bloodthirsty because he's now a double. But not really. He's still the same.
Well, I look forward to continuing to watch all of these animes. Just to let you guys know, we're going to continue to talk about all of these animes as things pop up and as things get, you know, a little bit more climatic. Do you guys have any last words before we depart?
I do want to say that in talking about Blue Lock, nobody mentioned that kick.
The kick at the end?
Nobody mentioned that kick at the end.
Oh my
God. Hold up, wait. No one can hear you. You were glitching out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so shocked that he went and kicked the shit out of the guy that was like being nice to him and was like, we're gonna do this together. Fuck no. I'm gonna take out the strongest.
Well, my thing is, the kick at the end was decent. I ain't gonna lie. I did like that kick. But when my man woke up,
oh, you didn't see episode two.
Floor,
I didn't see.
Yeah, episode two picks right back up where that moment and let me a villain origin arc has been born.
Oh no!
Oh, the first episode.
I'm talking about the first episode.
Oh, with Bachita.
Yeah, the guy with the yellow.
Bachita.
All right, so
the one that sleep.
He's sleeping on the floor, like legit, and just gets up. And says, oh, we playing soccer?
Nah, it's a boxing match.
Like, he turned totally different. He went from to somebody that you wouldn't even care about to, okay, he's a threat?
I don't even think it was an overplaying. So he explained why he did what he did. Because Isagi asked him, why did you kick the ball to me? And he was like,
No. I'm saying when he was, let's just remember the first episode.
I know, I remember.
Remember he was asleep?
Yes.
And then he woke up.
Because he was bored.
Yes. And he woke up because he was playing soccer.
He didn't wake up because they were playing soccer. He woke up after Isagi said he was going after the strongest player. That's when he woke up. Because he was not about to play. Let's be real. He was not about to play. He was asleep the entire time. He was not awake. He didn't hear nothing that Ego said. Didn't care about nothing that Ego said. The moment that Isagi said, I'm going to take out the strongest player, he heard that and got the fuck up. Because he kicked it midair. Like, he was already on the floor. He spun himself up from the ground.
And he hit him. He hit him in the face.
No.
No, like, Bachida.
Are we talking about the same person?
No, Hitsu said that Bachida was awake.
No, I said he was asleep. And then he woke up.
Did he wake up before Isagi kicked the ball to him or after?
I don't think he kicked the ball at all.
Like, no, he kicked the ball. He stole the ball from him.
But before he stole the ball from him, what was he doing?
He was sleeping. That's what I'm saying. But he didn't wake up because...
But there was like a moment in between.
There was no moment in between.
He was asleep. Something happened. I think somebody tried to hit him with the ball.
From what I remember is that the first person who got the ball... tried to kick it to him because he was sleeping on the floor.
And he dodged
it. Then he dodged it and punched him in the face.
He kicked him in the face.
And then the guy told him, no foul play. And then he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And he didn't go back to sleep. They were just running around. But he wasn't really interested in the game until they were like, I'm going to go for the strongest person. So then he purposely stole the ball and then kicked it to somebody who was strong. And then they, you know, did the thing and then smacked
Bachida explained why he took the ball from him. He saw in Isagi the same monster that he saw in himself. He says, when I play soccer, there is a monster inside of me that activates. He said, why did you pass it to me? Mm-hmm. He said, the reason I passed it to you is because I knew you were going to kick it.
Yes.
He said the monster told him to pass it.
That's what he said. He said, I knew you were going to take it. Then he explained further. He was like, the monster told me to do it. He said the monster told me to get up and do it because he knew that you were going to kick it. Yeah. But the monster is him. Like, there is no real monster. Like, the monster is him. It's his instinct. It's his killer soccer instinct that's his monster that takes over, and he don't hear nothing. He just plays soccer. And that's the same thing that happens to Isagi. Isagi doesn't have a real monster. He has a natural instinct that kicks in when he plays. So he was like, oh, you want to go with the strongest person? Bet. That's why he said, I like you. Because that's the first thing he said to him before he stole the ball from his feet. He said, I like you. Took the ball, spun it, kicked it up in the air to Isagi to kick at the strongest player, which is what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. It's great. Everybody needs to watch that.
Yeah, I was like, we cannot end this
podcast
without us talking about that kick.
It is definitely different from Aoyashi. Do not compare the two. Different vibes. Total different vibes.
Pitsu, we finished Aoyashi. How you feel?
I think it was good.
I didn't finish it.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see him. I'm waiting to see him next season, because the boy's doing big things. Your boy is doing big things. I feel like, honestly, if people keep, you know, talking about Blue Lock, I feel like Blue Lock is just, what do you call it? The more ruthless version of Aowashi. Like,
well, yeah, because it's like every man for itself.
Yeah, that's why, because, you
know. Like street ball.
Exactly. Like, they're really just trying to fight to win. But it's not as a team. It's as individuals. But as in Aowashi, it's as a team.
And there's no foul balls, because in real soccer, if you kick someone in the face like that, that's a foul ball. But he said, get up, get the fuck out. He said, you're lost. Get the fuck out. I don't care that you're bleeding. Get the fuck out. You are disqualified. Like, and that's what, and that's why they're saying, like, forget everything you know about soccer. This is not soccer. It's soccer, but it ain't soccer.
Stop. It's not.
This ain't about no teams. Everything that you learn about teams, dead that shit right here, right now. This is about scoring.
You know, so whatever what's crazy?
You need to score, do it.
You know what's crazy, though? The whole premise and the reason why they're doing this is because Japan hasn't won, or in the series, Japan hasn't won the World Series in a really long time, and so they just want ruthless players that is going to go out and win.
Basically, they're like, for the sake of soccer and the rules, we're gonna have 11 on the team. However, we're not even really gonna play off for real. Just make sure, like, you just do whatever you can to get the ball to that one person to score. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And don't even worry. And if he has the ball, don't even worry about it getting past you. It's not. Just make sure it stays at his feet. That's your only
thing. You know what's crazy? You know it was real when the guy pulled out the PowerPoint of, well, this, you know what this player said, and this is how he won. And you know what this player said from this country, and this is how he won. So tell, you can go shit yourself with teamwork.
Take that team shirt and shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
That team shirt work don't work here. Ego said, I don't give a fuck. Like, and then it was like him, and it was crazy. It's like, you made a big show about this, and you're like the first person to get disqualified, and that's because, like, you thought shit was sweet. Ego meant what he said. Forget everything you know about soccer, and you didn't do it. And that's what he told him. If you watch the second episode, he literally, like, read him for filth. Like, it was really embarrassing. Aww. It was super embarrassing. Like, pick up your face off the floor type of embarrassing. Because he's like, this is stupid. This is tag. What does tag have to do with soccer? He was like, on the contrary, this is everything. I'm gonna give you a fucking list of why this entire game mattered. And he said, to add insult to injury, I'm also gonna tell you that you actually could have, quote unquote, not been disqualified, but you hesitated because you suck. Now get out.
I love that. Well, do you guys have any final words before we dismiss? Any more final thoughts?
Keep watching Bleach, y'all. Let me know what y'all think.
Well, guys, fall is here. It's hitting hard. We got Bleach. Bleach is back. Animation is fire. I'm really excited to see. I'm in love with the villains. Like, I can't even lie. I wouldn't even technically classify them as villains, but the antagonist, whatever. I love the antagonist. Bleach is back. Blue Lock is here. It has made quite the first impression. Chainsaw Man is here. It's also made quite the first impression. And then all the others. Oh, we can even talk about Mob.
Oh, that's sad.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Damn. And now I'm about to end it off, and then I'm thinking Mob.
Damn.
Oh, shit. We didn't even talk about Mob Psycho.
We can talk about it next time.
Oh, Mob, we're so sorry. We love you. And I've been watching Mob, too. We've been watching Mob.
That means it didn't make it to the list.
Damn. Well, I mean, it's tough. It's tough competition out here. It's tough competition between My Hero Academia, really Bleach, Blue Lock, and Chainsaw Man. Like,
it really is. And Mob, they're just recovering.
Yeah.
They're recovering right now. So,
yeah. All in all, guys, watch fall anime. Also, to throw a couple of sleepers that you might want to also include, Eminence and Shadow. It's an isekai, but we had the chance to watch the first and second episode. Well, the first, not the second, but the first was pretty good. Also, Hitsu's looking forward to that time I was reincarnated as a sword. That also has aired and has a couple of episodes, but they're on High Dive. So, of course, they're not going to be marketed as much. But, you know, give those a chance.
You never know. Might
you guys, just so that you guys know, if you don't know, High Dive is also linked to Amazon Prime. So if you want to get High Dive on your Amazon Prime. You can do it.
I didn't know that. Now I can cancel my high dive and watch it from Amazon Prime.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Well, first, if it worked.
Yeah.
Because I have both, because high dive left Crunchyroll, and so it was no longer on VRV.
Yeah. It is on Amazon Prime.
Oh, cool.
So
check it out. See if it works. If it works, boop.
Cancel. Yep, if it works, boop, 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 boop. Done.
Damn.
Save
All right.
money a month. Till next time.
Deuces.
Bye.